This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All right, here's the deal. I got this email from a friend on Facebook, from my friend Jenny. It's about her husband, Kyle.
Oh.
This is an interesting situation, you guys. Here's the thing. Here's what she said. My husband, Kyle, wants to go on a four-day Canada fishing trip with his friends. Cool, right?
Yeah.
She says normally this wouldn't be a problem, but Kyle hasn't had a job since he was laid off 8 months ago.
Oh, to the no.
She says, I'm holding down a full-time job while he stays at home with our three kids, which I will give him credit. He's stepped up in a big way at home, and he's trying to get a job. The thing is, he's going to be cutting into our savings to take this trip, and I'm worried if something happens to my job, we'll need that money in our savings account. Kyle says that this trip is going to be life-changing for him. And he needs the break, and he's going to come back and, quote, crush some interviews.
Of course he is.
Yeah, totally.
Let me go on my trip. Let me spend our money that we don't have, essentially, on this trip. And the worst part is, when you have kids, that savings should be about them.
Absolutely.
And safety and security. But he's worried about fishing in Canada.
Yeah.
This would make any couple. Like, I could see one side of the couple, but come on.
Jenny says, I think it's an awful idea, at least for now. Can you help in any way? Thanks. So, we wanted to throw it out to you. 799-1037. I know, Gibbons, you said you had a friend that's in a similar situation, but without kids, you said?
My buddy Dan bought a house, got married, lost his job, right?
Yes.
Bought season tickets to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, hell no.
No, this is before he lost his job, right?
Oh, I was about to say.
Before.
Loses his job.
Right.
And instead of selling the tickets, still goes to every single game. Went on a boys' trip to New Orleans for a bachelor party that cost God knows how much
selfish.
Money. Very. And he, coming from me, I reached out to him. I'm like, Dan, what the hell are you doing, dude? You're just married. You bought a house. You're talking about wanting to have kids, but you got no job and you're just blowing money.
It's like, not about you, dude. Yeah.
Exactly.
You got married. It's about both of you now.
No, not
there's
at all.
No I in team, and you're a part of a team now, bro.
God.
Just saying.
So someone brought up, but there is an I in win, so there's that.
Oh, like, come on.
You can always text to 71037.
You can. We'll read your text and we'll take your calls about this. Should Kyle be able to go on this Canada fishing trip? Do you think so?
And how come there's always, like, either with couples, one's good with money, one's not, or they both suck?
Yes.
Where are the couples where they're both good with money?
Opposites attract, baby. Opposites attract, you know?
Right? Helping out our friend Jenny, who sent us a Facebook message. Her husband Kyle wants to go on a four-day fishing trip to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle has been laid off for the past 8 months. She's holding down a full-time job. He's staying at home with three kids. He's going to be cutting into the savings by going on this trip. She's like, hell no, we don't need this right now. And he's like, I need this right now for me.
Oh,
he says he's
going to
come back and do well.
It's not about you when you have kids anymore, dude.
That's what sucks.
These selfish people.
799-1037. You can also text us to 71037. I mean, if the guy's been staying at home with three kids, wouldn't he deserve a little bit of a break? I mean, if he had the money.
He doesn't have the money. And he's looking for a job, but he doesn't have one, so he's going to... Come on.
If he could do it on the cheap. I mean, Canada, how expensive can it be to drive to Canada?
My ex-husband used to go every year.
It was a big trip.
They had to plan a big trip. It's like a whole thing, dude.
I'm just thinking about him
because
if he's been trying to get work, he's already down because of that. He can't get a job. He's at home with the three kids. He's trying the best that he can. I say give the guy a break.
Your
responsibility.
Yeah, because you don't have three kids yet.
I know that too. I know.
Listen to this. People are texting in this one that said, Kyle should probably secure employment rather than reward himself after a couple paychecks with the trip. Don't know if you mentioned when the trip is, but why doesn't he use it as an incentive? He can go if he gets a job.
Right.
Same
it's not
token.
Like, oh, I needed to go get myself a job.
Kyle would be like, well, no, if I go in the interviews now and get a job, they're not going to let me have off to go, so I'm going to go in the interviews after the fact. That's what Kyle would probably say in response to that.
I got to read this one, because this one, actually, I don't agree with at all. It says, I think Jen should let him go on the fishing trip, but make a compromise and make him figure out a way to pay for it without dipping into savings, which they don't have.
Yeah.
If she doesn't let him go, he might resent her for quite some time, and that would cause bigger issues. It sounds like since he stepped up at home, he deserves to have a little break, but it should not be at the expense of the entire family so that he can't go
because
they don't have the money. And my thought was, he's gonna get resentful. She's the one working, working full time, and she's the one that's gonna find childcare when he goes to Canada. But he's the one that's gonna be, get the hell, this is like a child.
Maybe he doesn't go on a fishing trip. Maybe her compromise with him then is that she lets him do something that's not a Canadian fishing trip right now.
Go to Lake Michigan with your rod,
yes.
dude.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly. Do something with your friends. Go to a bar. Just go have a guy's night or a couple nights out. She'll take the kids for a couple nights. You go out with your friends instead of spending however much you're going to spend on a fishing trip.
At least $1,000.
Do something, find a compromise. Because
you're going to spend a mortgage payment on this trip, right? I mean, Ali, you've had a husband who, or an ex-husband who went and actually would do the Canadian trip.
So that's cheap.
Someone says drive Uber or Lyft. He could drive the Uber or Lyft.
Right?
He could.
There's always ways.
Well, that's the
thing.
It's like when people say, I can't find a job. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People
Do we have people on the phone right now? It's 799-1037. Hey, good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
I have wonderful advice for Kyle.
Oh, you do? What's your name?
My name is Rose.
All right, Rose. What do you think Kyle should do?
I think Kyle should get off of his butt. I caught myself. And should realize that, you know, she's out there working.
Yeah.
She can go get a pedicure. I'm sure she's not going to do a pedicure or anything like that. When us single moms are out here busting our butt, working and taking care of kids, come on, don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy. All right.
That's a dick move.
Oh, it's a D move.
For sure. We got one more call from Alice.
Hey, Alice, good morning. What do you think? Should Kyle go on this fishing trip?
I think so. I'm not newly married, but almost 5 years in September. And I do think that sometimes when you're in a rut, can't find a job, I think that maybe a little getaway to get your mind back focused on everything would be great.
Sounds great if you don't have three children, but you had three kids that you now are responsible for and you have to take care of it. It's not about you. This is like the selfishness.
That's true.
Wrench in the plans is the three kids.
I have six, and we have a savings, and I think sometimes it is good to let him take a little bit of time to just go and reevaluate things, and he can come back refreshed and get back to the job.
So you would let him dip. You would let him dip into your savings. You would do that.
I'm impressed that you have six kids and still have savings. You're making me feel like a real loser now.
I have four that's out of the house. I have two now.
One my God. Alice, we need to start taking financial advice from you, apparently.
Seriously.
Well, that's why she's so chill about it, because she's got the money.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, if you didn't. But I love this text. It said,
thanks for calling, Alice. We'll talk to you again soon.
Who's watching the kids during the trip while the stay-at-home dad's in Canada drinking? Not this time, champ.
Mic drop.
Yes.
Thanks for the text to 71037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.